The play Redemption's Last Call, the reboot, will be performed on two weekends in June at Morgan State University. The play is based on the book written by Bishop J. Charles Carrington, Jr., who I'm happy to be speaking with. Bishop Carrington, your book was inspired by the Freddie Gray riots. You were one of 200 clergy who knelt down in front of riot police after the uprising in 2015. At what point, at what moment, did you decide to turn this experience into a book?
That experience changed my perspective of a lot of things. It changed my life. And being in that crowd and seeing all that with the pastors, and about a week later, I wrote the book Redemption's Last Call. I actually wrote it in 1 week. I couldn't stop writing because I just couldn't shake the experience.
As a pastor, you represent a lot of people. So I'm wondering if you were also processing this for the people.
I may have been. Of course, I don't look at myself as bigger than life as such, but I do serve a lot of people as a pastor. I wanted to process this. I wanted to understand this. I wanted to communicate this because that's something you don't want to see repeated. But there are lessons from this that you want to learn, and that's what I wanted to communicate.
How did the play evolve from the book?
I have a dear friend that I grew up with. Being involved in the arts, I ran the book by her. I let her read it. She let her daughter read it. They both were mesmerized. Another friend of ours said, this has got to be a play. This has got to be a miniseries. I mean, they were comparing it to The Wire and The Corner. And she, myself, and her daughter actually picked up and wrote the screenplay for the book. I wrote the book, but she, her daughter, and myself are co-authors of the screenplay.
Has there already been a production of the play that you've seen?
Yes, we did the play back in 2020 when the pandemic started. This time, we're calling it the reboot because there are added scenes, there are added aspects that kind of give backstories to some of the characters.
What's it like for you as the author of this book to see it come alive on the stage?
It's indescribable. I cried a couple of times, honestly, the first time we did it. This time, I almost broke down into tears. I can't tell you about the end and when the end was portrayed. I just almost broke down. I just sat in the corner and I was like, this is really something that would touch everybody that watches it. Just from the standpoint of this life of being a gangbanger, a drug dealer, and then redemption opportunity comes to you. There's a divine intervention in this production that gives people two choices: accept redemption's last call or face the consequences of your choices.
Bishop J. Charles Carrington, Jr. has been my guest, speaking with me about the play based on his book, Redemption's Last Call, The Reboot, which is being produced June 10th through 12th and 24th through the 26th at Morgan State University. Information at heartsdm.com. Thank you so much, Bishop Carrington. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours, and I want you to have a wonderful day, and I hope I can see you.